Okay, we're in the middle of Rav Elazar Zuzi Miman Nokat. Yesterday we spent time in Rashi Shita that the Gemara's Kasha is Mikoyach the Nemanis of a Meicher. I mentioned to you yesterday the argument, the Machlokes of the Chachmei Brisk that the Shach quotes, which was a case where you had an Eid Echad and an Eid Echad who contradicted each other. Eid Echad against an Eid Echad, and the Shaila was that the two Eidim could say Eidus together afterwards. If they have an Emunah to say Eidus together. The Shach said that there's no Emunah. The Shach said there's no Emunah if they contradicted each other. One against one, so one of them is a liar, so there's no nemanis. And the Sivis said, Sivis and the Tumim held that they are nemanis, and the Sivis' explanation was that we assumed there was some kind of mistake, like Doc, and then I don't have a chazaka that they're shakranim. The Shach brings a few rayas to his shita. I mentioned to you one, a few similar ones. The Shach brings a raya because anytime you have a pair of Eidim, anytime you have a kind of Eidim that come to Bezin, so you all know you have to ask them questions. Rishus v'chakirus. You have to ask them a lot of questions. If in asking the questions, they are, if they're sicer each other in anything, if they're sicer each other in any of the topics, so then we throw them out. If they decipher each other on any one issue, if they ask them where they were standing, one says on one corner of the street, one says on another corner, anything, even something that's not Negeya, that they said I don't know, it wouldn't matter. If they decipher each other on anything, we throw them out. So if the Shach, 1 minute, we see that if you have two Eidim that contradict each other on one thing, so they're not Neman on something else that they agree upon. Because here, even if they just contradict themselves on any prat, I'm not too avadid, if one says that it happened on Sunday, one says it happened on Monday, it's Pashim. Not an Eidus. Eidus has to be saying the same time, the same place. But if they contradict themselves on a side in you, one of them says that the person was standing, one of them says the person was sitting. One of them says the person was wearing a yellow shirt, and one says wearing a blue shirt. If they contradict themselves on these things, we also throw them out. So we throw out the Eidus. Why do we throw out the Eidus? They're contradicting each other in one inyan. So maybe in that one inyan they weren't medakdik, and in the Guf Eidus they should be believed. Elomai, Zot Shach, we see that if two Eidim contradict themselves in Bezin, we contradict each other in Bezin, we can never use them. Two Eidim will contradict each other in Bezin, we can never use them, period.
In that case, you can never use them, bad Eidim.
We can never use the two of them together. Because, forever. Because here also, they're contradicting what type of shirt he was wearing. What does that have to do with the Shiloh? He says he was Mazikim, and he says he was. The two people say he was Mazikim. Why can't they be contradicting each other on that front and say Eidus that Reuven was Mazik Shimon, Reuven borrowed from Shimon, whatever they're saying Eidus? Why do we tie the two together? Bishlam, if they're arguing which day it happened, so we understand. But if it's a side Indian, right, if they're contradicting each other on any one of the Drishas or Fakirs, so we throw them out. So why do we throw them out? So making the question better, not worse.
No, meaning obviously there's an issue. It's not that you don't believe them and that you could have an issue and that's and that they're beginning. But rather we look at it and that's part of the beginning, it's part of the judgment.
But why is it part of the judgment to know things that we don't really care about? We only ask these things to get them to contradict each other. we always understand that when there's a gezeiras hakasim, the dinei mamon, we try to understand it. So we're learning from here this rule that if they contradict each other. I hear what you're saying, but the Nesivis says much better. Nesivis, if you think about Nesivis' rule, the kasha doesn't even start. And there are a few similar kashas. The kasha doesn't even start. Nesivis is maida that when people come to Beis Din with someone else to say this together, that every yachid is medayik. Every individual is medayik. The Sivis said that it's only when they come as an Eid Echad, when someone comes as an Eid Echad, there's no one else saying Eidus with him, then he's not medagdik, then he makes mistakes. But when you have an Eid Echad that came to Beis Din together with another Eid, so he came to say this as part of a kaf, they came to say this together. So then the Sivis says, when you're saying Eidus with someone else, avadi you medagdik. And if we catch you, we'll chesh you a liar. But that has nothing to do with the Chachmei Brisk. The Chachmei Brisk were arguing where a person comes as an Eid Echad, and the other person came as an Eid Echad. So the Chachmei Brisk said that when someone comes as an Eid Echad, if he says a contradiction, who cares? It's because Lloyd Dock, we're not going to passel them. We're not going to passel them forever. That was the whole Yisrael, the way that the Nesivis understood the Yisrael. So it's very geschmack. That it depends what the person thought he was doing. If he thought he was coming as an Eid Echad, then we say he's not medagdik. And if we find a mistake, we attribute it to an error, not to a lie. If he thought he's coming as part of two Eidim, and then he makes a mistake, then we attribute it to a lie, and then we have to throw him out. So it's answered in a very geschmack way. A few of the more, all the rais of the Shafi answers in a very similar vein. That the chiluk is not if it's an Eid Echad against an Eid Echad. It's a chiluk if he came b'tayras Eid Echad. Anytime a person comes b'tayras Eid Echad, so we say he made a mistake. We don't necessarily make him a apostle. This is the rule, this is the quality of the Sivis. We'll have to see if we'll have over the year other things that'll be misayay after this, because I think it's a geshmak a klal, and if it'll fit in other places, it'll be very helpful. Okay, al kapanim, this is all Shita's Rashi. Now we're going to turn to Shita of Tosfos, the Sefer Rabbeinu Tam, and the Rosh, and the Ramban. They learn lazi zuzi miman noket, not like Rashi. It's klar. Why do they argue with Rashi? They say so. Rashi says the Moshe is believed, even when he's not holding it. And they argue, they say the Moshe is not believed. Lev Zizuzi can't mean Emunas HaMoshe. So therefore, they come in with a whole new thing. A whole new Pshat Nikabar. Lev Zizuzi Mimanokat means that if the Moshe is going to say who he bought it from, he's going to be an Eid HaMisayaya. What's he going to be? No Nemanis to a Moshe. There's no special Nemanis like Tyson. Just, he's an Eid HaMisayaya, Lamaisa, he's an Eid Echad, who's saying like one of the two. You have two people holding onto a talis. The Mishnah says each one has to swear. Frak the Gemara, Lazi Zuzi Niman Nakat. Let's ask the Meicher, who'd you sell it to? And whoever you sold it to, whoever you say you sold it to, he's not going to win, because you don't have them on like the Meicher, but you'll be an Eid HaMisayaya. And you'll pater him from the shul. This is the way Tosfos learned to kasha lezi zuzi miman nokat of eidah misayaya. If you're medayik, like I mentioned yesterday, there are really two parts to the kasha. One part is yes, the baicher he'll be an eidah misayaya, he'll pater one person from a shul. The person that he's agreeing with will pater. And secondly, the one who he's disagreeing with, he'll be mechayev yishvur d'oraisa. Our mission is only yishvur d'ravana. If the meicher is contradicting one of them, it's now it's an eid echad against him. It's now the chayev yishvur d'oraisa. So the kasha lezi zuzi mimanokat is that he should be an eid HaMisayaya. First of all, he should pater you should partner the one he's agreeing with from a shvuah. And second of all, the one he's disagreeing with, he should mechayev a shvuah thereas. This is all pshat in the words of Tosfos. Now, before we understand Tosfos, does Rashi disagree with Tosfos' rule? We have a new rule. Eilam seyaya partes from a shvuah. That's the rule. Now, Rashi wouldn't learn pshat in the Gemara that way. Does that mean that Rashi disagrees with this rule, with this halacha, that MSAA apatis? Rashi learned pshat, lez izuzi mandokat, and then manas hamoichet. Tosfos learned pshat, ein MSAA. Now we know Tosfos disagrees with Rashi's rule, because Tosfos says so. Now Rashi said the moichet is neman, even if it's not biyadai. Tosfos says it's not true. So Tosfos disagrees with Rashi's rule. Does Rashi disagree with Tosfos' rule? That's the question. What? So therefore, so I'm asking you, why would based on our sugya, maybe that rises from elsewhere in Shas. Based on our sugya, what would Rashi have said? Does Eremusaya a pater or doesn't he pater? In a normal case, Eremusaya. Does Eremusaya pater or doesn't pater? What would Rashi hold? He would hold?
It does.
In other words, the question is, why did Rashi learn like Tosfos? So you could tell me, obviously it's possible Rashi disagrees with all Tosfos. It doesn't have to be. It could be Rashi agrees with Tosfos halacha. So Rashi agrees. If you'd ask me, Adam say, yeah, Pat, of course it passes. But Rashi just had a good chat in the Gemara. He didn't have to say this chat. Rashi said, Lazi's using me, man, walk out the Mechas believe. So you could learn either way. You could learn either that the reason Rashi didn't learn like Tosfos is because he disagrees. He disagrees, he doesn't know that he'll say a pater, so he can't learn Pshat Gemara that way. Or, usually we try Lamute Machlaikis. So we could say that Rashi agrees to Tosfos' din, that Eidem is say a pater. He agrees to his din. It shows that's not Pshat Gemara. He touched the Gemara, Fush Pshat. Les Zuzi Miman Nokat. Here's the Mecha we took money from, the Mecha is the leaf. So he didn't have to get into Tosfos' Pshat, because he just had a different Pshat. Because the Gemara is a better cash. But that cash is the type of cash itself.
What?
Okay, very good. The first of all, Rabbi Kiva Eger, it's an unusual Rabbi Kiva Eger, it's a two line Rabbi Kiva Eger. He says basically you can learn either way in Rashi. That's the whole Rabbi Kiva Eger. He says it could be Rashi disagrees with Tosfos. Well, Yesh Lipchais, it could be Rashi agrees with Tosfos. That's the whole piece in the Rabbi Kiva Eger, period. So you're saying Tasha Rabbi Kiva Eger. You're asking, L'chaira, Rabbi Kiva Eger says you can learn both ways in Rashi. He knows you can learn Rashi agrees, or Rashi disagrees. So I had a problem with this. In the Gemara's Teretz, the Gemara answers the Noket Zuzi Mitarvayu, the Chai Medayte and the Chai Baal Karche. V'lo Yadinan Miu Midayte Miu Baal Karche. That's what the Gemara answers. Now how come? Rashi says that there was a Girsa V'lo Yada Mahai Midayte and Mahai Baal Karche, and it's not correct. In other words, there was a Girsa V'lo Yada, the Meicher doesn't remember. So Rashi says that's not correct. I feel a yada b'zeh, ain't a neman. Could be the Mecha remembers. Why Yadina? We don't know who gave him the money willingly, who gave him the money not willingly. Rashi says, when that guy was below yada, he didn't know. Because who cares if the Mecha knows? No. So what do you see from there? Rashi's not going to follow yada. He says, who cares if the Mecha knows? He's not neman, that's Mecha. What do you mean, who cares if the Mecha knows? if Rashi agrees that Eidam Aseyeya patters, so then what do you mean, who cares? We do care. Because Takal's Meicher, he doesn't have the emunas of Meicher. But if Rashi agrees with Taisvis that Eidam Aseyeya patters, just the Gemara's Kashid had nothing to do with it, so then in the Maskana, why does he say V'loya Dinan? It should be V'lo Yada, the Meicher didn't know. Because if the Meicher does know, he's the Eidam Aseyeya, and he patters the person who's on his side. Isn't it clear from that Rashi, V'lo Yada, the Rashi says, Afilu Yada Eina Meicher Neman, that who cares if the Meicher knows? It seems clear from that Rashi that Rashi does not hold of the whole rule that Eidam Aseyeya patters. But if they have a say of patters, and why? And he.
Yeah,
less than an Eidach, or why should it be less? And a normal Eidach has more of an idea. If somebody would be watching it happen, he'd be believed as an Eidach Messiah. And the Meicher is less than an outsider, he's less medantic. Hard to see that. And it seems, I don't know, it seems that it could be a pretty strong kasha on Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Akiva Eiger says it could go either way, and Lechaira, if you learn Gemara Rashi, it doesn't seem to be that way. So, there's got to be a way out. So I don't know, I leave it to you. You have to figure out some way that Rashi could agree with Eidam Aseyeya, yeah? And Miskami could be magic. But you see, no? Pashm Shad and Rashi seems to be that Rashi holds Eidam Aseyeya doesn't pound it. We don't care. Loyada, we don't care. We don't care if he knows the Doris Loyadinan, because Loyada, he doesn't know. Who cares what the Meicher knows? Pashm Shad seems to be that Rashi argues with Taisus. And even the Lashon of Rabbi Akiva Eiger is that way. Rabbi Akiva Eiger's Lashon is, first he says that Rashi argues with Taisus, and then he says Yesh Lutchais. You could say the other way. See, the Pashup of Shad and Rashi is, Rashi does not hold Eidam Aseyeya patters. I don't know, Rabbi Akiva Eiger maybe knew some other Raya from somewhere in Shas. I don't know. But he doesn't tell us. All he tells us is that it could go both ways. I don't see how it could go both ways. So hopefully somebody will come up with a shot. Okay, let's get into Taisus. Okay, we're going to exit learning it into our sugya for a little while. But we're just going to learn now the nidain of Eidam Aseyeya, and then hopefully we'll plug everything back in. Okay, what's the din of Eidam Aseyeya? It's a rule for Shas. I'm chayav shvua. Any shvua, doesn't matter what type of shvua, I'm chayav shvua. If I bring an eid echad that says like me, that's just as good as swearing, and I'm off the hook. That's the din of eid hamaseyaya poitur. That's the shita of Taisvis, the shita of the Rosh, and of many rishayim. The Rabbeinu Yaina clearly argues with the whole yisoid. The Rosh and the Mukyasa both quote Rabbeinu Yaina disagrees with all you say. Rabbeinu Yaina holds Eidam Aseyeya does not counter. So in Machlekes Rishayim, it's likely that Rashi holds like Rabbeinu Yaina, most probably, but certainly we have a name to hang it on. Rabbeinu Yaina holds that Eidam Aseyeya doesn't counter, so we'll call it Rabbeinu Yaina sheet. The Rosh says, Shane's Rebbe, the Meramah Rittenberg, that the Meramah Rittenberg brought Kamarayas to this idea that Eidam Aseyeya patters. Most of the Rayas are from Gemaris, but one is from a Svara. He says it's a Kavachai. It's a Kavachai. We know in Eid Echad is Machayev people shvus. If an Eid Echad comes and says, you owe someone money, An Eid Echad is Mechayiv Yehuah Shvuah. That means an Eid Echad is Mechayiv Yehuah Shvuah when he comes to say Eidus against the Muchzik. He's saying, yeah, it's against the Muchzik. You have money in your pocket. And he comes in and he says that you have to pay it to someone else. So an Eid Echad against the Muchzik has a Kayach to be Mechayiv Yehuah Shvuah. So he says it's a Kavach Chaimah. If an Eid Echad could be Mechayiv Yehuah Shvuah, even though he's speaking against the Muzik. So an Eid HaMisayaya, what's an Eid HaMisayaya? He's someone who's helping the Muzik. He's helping the Muzik. There's someone who has to swear. He's a Muzik, and he has to swear and become part of it. And an Eid is saying like him, so certainly an Eid that's helping the Muzik, alachas kama v'kama, an Eid Echad should have Kayach of Shvuah. And just like an Eid Echad could be Mechayiv Shvuah against the Muzik, an Eid Echad should be able to patter a Shvuah when he's helping the Muzik. That's the Kavach Chaim. That's all the Kavach Chaim, right? Why is it different?
We're supposed to make
a
Shvuah.
In a
live
moment. I have a problem, I do. Are you really in a cranky mood? Okay, this is remember the Kavach Chaim. You look in the Rosh, that's the Kavach Chaim. To answer Rabbeinu Yaina, from this Kavach Chaim, there are those who taina. I think it's the Rabbi Kiva Eger, not here on the Daf. It's Rabbi Kiva Eger in the end of the Drusha Chedosh. Rabbi Kiva Eger says that the Kavach Chaim is not Mukhrach. Because when Eid Echad is Mechayiv Shvuah, all he does is creates a suffix. The Echad comes to the Bez and says something. He doesn't finalize anything. He creates a suffix. And then mainly the other person swears. So we see the Torah gave an Eid Echad enough of a kayach that he could create a suffix in the minds of Bez and Bez and Mechayiv Shvuah. To learn from that, a Kavach Chaim, that an Eid Echad could resolve a suffix, that an Eid Echad could talk to someone, come into Beis Din and say, I say like him, and a Mela, because of that, he's going to win. That the Eid Echad will come into Beis Din and say something, and with that, he'll cause one of the Baladinim to win. So to say that, as I write, this is not a Kavach Chaim. You say, Ma'adach, he could be Mechayev Shvuah. He could zich a pata from a shvuah. It's not such a good Kavach Chaim. Because when he's mechayev a shvuah, he's creating a suffix. Creates a suffix. In our minds of Bez. So from that to say a Kavach Chaim that he could resolve a suffix, it's a tasty. It's not such a good Kavach Chaim. What? But when he's patterning from a shvuah, he's saying he doesn't have to swear. Why? He's making him win. He's saying... No, the other guy doesn't have to swear. Let's say you have a case where Ruvain says, Shimon, you owe me $100. And Shimon's a mite of a mikta. So right now Shimon has to swear or else he pays. If an erechot comes, he's a sayayah him, the other guy doesn't swear. They didn't sayayah him. And he's off the hook, finished, end of the time. Okay, nobody can cancel him out. Tell me if I'm saying what you have in mind. What are we doing? We have the Maran Rutenberg's Kavach Chaim. Rabbi Yehuda who disagrees. So the Kidega says the Kavach Chaim is not really Kavach Chaim because you're learning from creating a suffix to resolving one. Alright, to answer the Maram Rutenberg, Maram Rutenberg looks at it as exactly the same thing. When I'm a Chayim Shvuah, I take a din that's borer and I change it into a suffix. When I pater a Shvuah, I take a din that's a suffix and I make it borer. The changeover is exactly the same, really. It's like a half level change. I don't take a din that's borrowed one way and I change it to borrow the other way. Eicha can never do that. And therefore can either take a din that's clear and then create a chiyuv shvuah, change it into a safek, or he could take a safek, which is a case of chiyuv shvuah, and change it back into a davar bar. So Ram Rindberg holds to good kal v'chomer, the movement that the Eidechel creates is exactly the same thing, the change. But be that as it may, whichever way you like the kal v'chomer, that's the machlokes between Tosfos and the Rosh against Rabbeinu Yaina on whether the kal v'chomer is a good kal v'chomer, it's not a good kal v'chomer. These are the two sheets. The Ramban comes along with the third sheet. And he bases it on a kasha from a Gemara on Daf Lamed Vav. And you have to have cup with this Gemara on Daf Lamed Vav to be able to understand. Now let me tell you the Gemara, which I hope you saw already in the Rush. The Rush brings this Ramban Raya on the second side. The Gemara has a case of Shomer Shemasa L'Shomer. What is Shaiva Shemasa L'Shaiva? I'm going away, so I give you something to watch. I give you, take a piece of jewelry, I'll tell you, watch it for me. You're very busy. So without my permission, you give it to a third party to watch it. Shaiva Shemasa L'Shaiva. I gave it to you to watch, and you are Masa L'Shaiva, you gave it to someone else, which you have no right to do. You have no right to do. If I give it to you to watch, you can give it back to me, or you have to watch it. So you gave it to someone else to watch. Now, the person you gave it to watch, in his possession, it was stolen. Let's say Meshem Mechina. Meshem Mechina was part of Angadeva. I gave it to another person who was watching it, Mechina. He's also part of Angadeva. So, the second Shomer tells the first Shomer, I got bad news for you. They broke into my house last night and they stole the jewelry. I'm Potter, I'm a Shomer, a Shemachim. What's a halacha, Shemachinam? He has to swear, right? I told you, three Shvuah Dereises. What are the three Dereises? Eidechad, Maidim Mitzas, and Shvuah Shomer. So this Shomer has to swear that it was stolen in order to be off the hook. No problem, he's willing to swear. He knows it happened. He's willing to swear. Now the first Shomer goes back to the owner and tells the owner, bad news, it got stolen. I'm Potter, I'm a Shomer Chinam. So the owner says, you talk to a Shomer Chinam, but you have to swear. So now he says, I can't swear. Why can't he swear? Because he doesn't know what happened. He doesn't know what happened. So he can't swear. So the din is metoich sheni yachalish b'mishalim. Since he can't swear, so the first shomer has to pay the owner. The owner tells him, "Look, if you could swear, you'll be potter. You can't swear, you're chayim. Metoich sheni yachalish b'mishalim." Now the first shomer says, "One minute, he'll swear for me. I'll get the other shomer to swear for me." So you can tell him, "No, at mehemin sleep b'shvuah. I gave it to you because I trust you with a shvuah." Him? I don't trust him with a shvua. So you can't force me to accept his shvua. So you're chayav a shvua. You can't swear. So the first shomer has to pay. As I state in Gemara, this is all the Gemara and Daf Lamed Vav that the Ramban brings. It's actually three shvuas. There's like Bashati, like Shlaki Bayad, and that it was Nikdash. I don't get into all of them, but it's really all three. It's really three shvuas. Shvuas HaShomer itself. I don't want to confuse everybody, but every Shvuah HaShomer is three Shvuahs. Like Shati, like Shlaki Bayad, and what? Yes. That's what it is. Now, so that's a Gemara. Okay? Shomer Shemasa L'Shomer. The first Shomer is Metech Sheni Yachalish Ba Mishalei, and you can't say yes to him. Frek the Ramban. What's the kasha? If Adam say yeah, paters from a shvuah, what's the problem? If Adam say yeah, paters from a shvuah, let the first shomer say, I have an eid echad that's going to pater me from a shvuah. who's the Eid Echad that's going to patter me? The second Shomer, I'll call him in now to Beis Din. And I'll walk into Beis Din and say, hey, this was stolen. If Eid Echad say, hey, I patter, why doesn't Eid Echad say, hey, I patter me from a Shrua? That's a very nice question. What? But every enemy say, yeah, yeah, I owe someone a shvuah. So a different party, a person walks in and he says that what I said claiming is true, he passes me from the shvuah. So consider him like a third party, and he'll walk in and he'll pass me from the shvuah. Good. What? Well, the first one has no problem swearing to you, which is like shalach bayah. For whatever they think that's the chayiv to pay, what he doesn't know. What? No, because the Gemara says he's chayiv because at Mehemnes the Mishmo you learn Mehemnes.
What right does he have to?
So it's a separate issue which the Gemara discusses. But the Gemara says he's chayiv to pay because he's chayiv Mishmo and Kachan Shmo Mishmo. That's a good raya. Ramban's raya. Yes, it's a good raya. That's a good raya. The Ramban holds it's a good cash. And because of this, the Ramban has a third shita. That's good. I want someone to ask that. One second. That's really the same thing. Right? No, he can swear on you off the hook. So he's not a geir. But his claim, one thing at a time. First of all, the Ramban himself has an in-between shita. He holds, Eira Meseyeya Patis from Meshua Durabanan, like our Mishnah is a Shua Durabanan, but not from Meshua Daraisa. The case of Shem Meshem Asla Shem is a Shua Daraisa. By Shua Daraisa, you do not patter. And that's why Shem Shemas L'Shayim Eina Masiyah does not patter. And by Yeshua D'Rabbanan you do patter, which is our Gemara. Yeshua D'Rabbanan you patter. So Rabban himself holds a third Shita, an in-between Shita, which is based on his Rayas. One of them is this Raya of Shem Shemas L'Shayim. Now getting back to the Raya, the Rosh takes this Ramban's raya, and he calls it Hevel. He calls it Shtus. He says, Yesh Machshim Hevel. Some people ask the Shtus. And he says, the whole Kasha is an incorrect Kasha. The Rosh. The Rosh says, Yesh Machshim Hevel. Some people ask this Kasha, it's not a Kasha. Now, before we get to what the Rosh says, which we're going to learn in a minute, when I learned this raya, what bothered me is what some of you are asking. That what's the raya? He's in a gabbit of it. What's the raya? The first shaymer can't bring the second shaymer who says this that it was nignav. He's in a gabbit of it. He has negius. Since he has negius, so that's why he's not a good eid echa to be eid amisayim. The second one switched to the first. Okay, the Kiveka says it's Peretz, I don't want to get into it. This question is asked by Kopulei Charifta on the bottom of the Rosh, and Rabbi Kiveka later on Daf Lamid Vav. Kiveka says it's Peretz, but I'm not going to go into it now because I want to learn the Rosh's Peretz. The Rosh's Taina on the Rambam. Okay, we're just saying the, I got to tell you, Kiveka later. Either I'm on the Hamid Bay or Vav Menachos. I'd like to learn with you the Rosh's answer. And the Rosh's answer, again, what's happening here in this sugya is from a little four word kasha, we're touching. It's not just that there are many pshatim, but each of these pshatim becomes a yesod which has a lot of ramifications on other sugyas. Just like the nemanis of a meicher has ramifications other ways. Eina misayeya has ramifications. The Rosh says something here which seems to be a whole new chiddush, which is negeh to all dinei shvuah. So if you don't mind, just take a look at the Rosh. So Machlokes has had to understand his teretz, so let's see the Rosh inside. So on the second side of the Rosh, And you'll see in parentheses, Daf Lamed Vav Amud Aleph, it's about a dozen lines down. Yesh Machshav Hevel. Okay, Yesh Machshav Hevel, Lehod Amal Lekamon, Shemesh Shemusel Shemesh Chayiv. Domalai At Mehem Li Bishvua, Heyach Lai Mehem Li Bishvua. V'amai Chayiv. This is the Ramban's Raya. Why you Chayiv? Yifderenu Shemer Hashemi, Beidusai Mishvua Seishu Chayiv. Let the second Shemer be in Eidach, and I'm going to say, yeah, yeah. That part is the first Shemer, Mishvua Seishu Chayiv. Now you see there's a Samach there in brackets. That's the Pupulei Charifta. He has the Kasha of Negabedover, which you should look at later. But like Hashemidi, let's learn the Rush. The Rush says like Hashemidi, and he says basically 2.5 lines. Like Hashemidi, now listen to what he says. The Chiyuvai the Rishayim, the first Shaymer is Chayiv, Bishviel the Ein Yachal Lishbahu. He's someone who can't swear. He doesn't know. He can't swear. Vuhuay writes the Laham in Lishvus Hashemi. And the Bahu means the owner of the object, doesn't have to believe the Shvua of the second person. So the first Shaymer has to pay. We all know an Eid Echad can only pater a Shvua. Nobody says an Eid Echad can pater a Mamun. Here's Abdur Rash, what's he saying? What do I say? Eid Echad here, is he pattering? Why is Eid Echad trying to patter? He's trying to patter Shvua or pain? Pain. You see it that way? What's the case? They came to Bezdin, and the owner tells the first Shaymer, you have to pay. I gave you something, I gave you the jewelry, and it's stolen. So he says, I don't have to pay. I'm a Shemechina, I'm Patangadeva. He says, but you can't swear. Pay. So what's Bezdin paskening now? Bezdin's paskening that the first Shaymer is Chayiv Shvua, Chayiv Mamun. See, it seems to be a play on words. You could say, well, Bezdin's paskening is Chayiv Shvua. And since he can't swear, therefore he has to pay Mamun. How do you look at that? Is Bezdin paskening a Chayiv Shvua? Or is Bezdin paskening a chi of mamon? Huh? What's Bezdin paskening? It is chayiv shvua, just that works out he has to pay? Or, well, since he can't swear, Bezdin's paskening a chi of mamon? You have the question. You have the issue. Hmm? Is that called a chi of shvua? Is that called a chi of mamon when a person can't swear? But that's the Tashere Yachal Lishba, he has to pay. But the Erechot is Mechayev a Shvua. Or is the Vart. This is the question. How do you touch it? How do you look at this? What is the Chi of Shvua Sashaymim Mechayev? The Shvua Sashaymim is the Chi of Shvua? Or is the Chi of Mamin just, if you swear, you're part of the Mamin? And this is not a question only by Shvus Hashem, it's a question by all Shvus. I'll give you an example. Let's do a Gashai. We had many times the concept of Gilgul Shvua. What's Gilgul Shvua? Gilgul Shvua is, let's say, you say I owe you money, I say I don't owe you. So I'm Potter, I don't have to swear. I'm not invited to the Nikras, right? You say I owe you money, I say I don't owe you money. A year later, 2 years later, 3 years later, we have an argument. We have a din Torah. And in that din Torah, we're fighting over whatever it is, over a separate business deal. And there's an Eid Echad against you, so you have to swear. So let's give them names. You have Reuven and Shimon. Shimon tells Reuven, first Shimon tells Reuven, you owe me $100. Reuven says, no, not true. Many years later, Reuven and Shimon get into an argument. and Reuven is chayef to swear, there's an eichad against him, Reuven has to swear. Gilgal Shmuel says that what? That once, Shimon can tell Reuven, once you're swearing on this, include in that Shmuel our argument from a few years ago. It's called Gilgal Shmuel, Megalgal, and you could be Megalgal, other tvius on a chiyuv shvua that's now, and then you have to swear on everything. That's Gilgal Shvua. Let me ask you a shot. What would be the case if in the second Din Torah, Reuven says, any idea? I don't know. Could you be Megalgal the first? Could you tell him, well, now you're Chayav Shvua, I'm going to be Megalgal the old Chayavis also. Swear on that also. Get a question. If someone's Chayav Shvua, you could be Megalgal old Shvuas. What happens if he's Chayav Shvua today, and he says, any day, I don't know today. What's going to happen? He's going to have to pay. Could we tell him, okay, but once there's a Chayav Shvua on you, you want to be Mechayav for all things also. Could you do such a thing? What does that depend on? Huh? Depends on our question. Why is a person chayiv when the psak is swear, and if you don't swear, pay? Is that called a psak of chiyuv shvua? Or is that called a psak of chiyuv mamon? How do you look at it? Is that a psak that you chayiv to swear? Or is that a psak that you chayiv mamon? If you hold it's a psak that you have to swear, so even though you're saying any idea and you'll end up paying, but there's a psak you have to swear, so if you mudalgo, other shmuel is on you too. However, if you look at it as a psak that you have to pay, you're not mudalgo shmuel is on it, you have to pay. So it's interesting that this second shayla of Gilgal Shvua is a machlokes no less between the Rosh and the Ramban. Very geschmack. In Simenayin Hay Chashem Mishpat, there's a machlokes on this shayla between the Rosh and the Ramban. The Rosh holds which way? Don't make a cheshbon. The Rosh holds. Huh? Rosh holds its mammon. The Rosh holds its mammon. You can't be Megalgal Shvua on a person who's any idea. The Ramban holds it's a chiyuv shvua, and you could be Megalgal. It seems that that's exactly the same machlokes here between the Rosh and the Ramban. The Shitasam. The Rosh is saying, it's a shtus the shayla. This raya is a hevel. Why is it hevel? Because, why do you bring me a raya from Shomer Shavasa l'Shomer? There, the first Shomer is chayiv a, he's chayiv mamon. He can't swear. So he's chayiv mamon. So since he's chayiv mamon, So there, Eidach Maseya doesn't help. Ramban says, no, Eidach can't be Mechayiv Mamin. Shem Shemas L'Shem is not Chayiv Mamin. Shem Shemas L'Shem is Chayiv Shmua. It's Chayiv Shmua. If he can't swear, he'll have to pay. But he's only Chayiv Shmua. And since he's only Chayiv Shmua, therefore, the Eidach Maseya should be able to help him. And B'meilin, Ramban holds it's a good kasha. Eidach Maseya should be able to help him. And he has his cash. And therefore he argues with the Rosh. And he tells Adam Messiah, doesn't pass to show their eyes. But here we have now an interesting machlokes. We have a machlokes how to look at what an Eid Echad is machayiv when you have a person who can't swear. Let's say Eid Echad says Eidus against a Choshud. Comes into Bezdin and says Eidus against a Choshud. He knows full well that this person can't swear, he's a ganav. Eid Echad says Eidus against him. And let's say it's a situation where the psak will be mitayach. It's actually after a mishal. Right? Is pshat, the Eid Echad is mechayiv shvua, is he mechayiv mamon? The Ramban looks at it, he's mechayiv shvua. He's a chashiv, he's going to have to pay. The Rosh looks at it, that's called being mechayiv mamon, that's Eidus mamon. This is the machlokes between the Rosh and the Ramban. Again, it's a machlaikis on two fronts. It's a machlaikis like Abaye Awas said yet. The Ramban holds Shemesh Shemas Leshemer is a proof that Eir Meseyer does not pater by Shmuel Deraisa. And the Rosh says it's no proof from Shemesh Shemas Leshemer. That's the machlaikis of Shtei Do and Rosh. But from this Rosh, Lamadnu, we now learn the new side. That the Rosh holds that an Eid Echad, who's Mechayiv somebody, to pay, because Mitech Shemesh and Rishalim, the word is that the Eid is a Mechayiv Mamin. They finish. Normally I say, why? An Eid Echad can't be Mechayiv Mamin. The way the Rosh seems to learn, the Eid Echad is a Mechayiv Mamin. And just you can get off the hook if you swear. But really, the Eid Echad is a Mechayiv Mamin. That appears to be the Pashup Shat in this Rosh, and this is the way the Shach in Chayshim Mishpa learned exactly this way. So we'll make a Shvur on that. He's Makar Lechiyah Shvur, not in that, not in the verbal Shvur. He's Makar Lechiyah Shvur on that. The Lahalacha, we pass in, actually, we don't pass like the Ramban. Shulchan Aruch brings the Rosh Hashita, and Rashi Shita, and the Reni Yainet, and the Ramah says we pass like the Rosh. That means Lahalacha, Eda Mesayaya, Paters, except when, what comes out? Shulchan Aruch says, the Ramah says we pass like the Rosh. Rosh says, Eda Mesayaya, Paters everywhere, except in the case of Matayach. In a case where the person has to pay because he can't swear, let's say he's got any adaya, he's a fashud, so then Eid HaMaseya doesn't pater. As they state in Shach. The Ktzais, in Siman Pei Zayin Tzivkot and Tes, is not happy with the way we learned to Rosh, the way the Shach learned to Rosh, even though, as far as we're concerned, for the rest of the year, I think we're going to be learning the Rosh like the Shach, and the Rosh holds that every Chi of Shvuah is a Chi of Shvuah of every Chi of Shvuah by any idea is a Chi of Mammon. That's the way the Shach learns. However, the Ktzais disagrees, and the Ktzais disagrees very strongly. He says it can't be such a thing. It can't be. Eid Echad can't be Mechayiv Mammon, period. There's no such thing. Eid Echad cannot, never, ever, ever, can Eid Echad be Mechayim Mamin. The Torah says, Al Tzipi Shnei Eidim Yachim Dover, that Shnei Eidim are Mechayim Mamin, and that Eid Echad is not Mechayim. The Gemara says, Lechol Ovein Lechol Chata Suda In Kam, Avol Kam Le'in Shvua. The Torah says that Eid Echad is only good for Chiyuve Shvua, he's not Mechayim Mamin. So the way we're learning the Rosh is up the Tzais, there's something wrong with it. Can't learn that way. This whole lumdis of the way we learn to Rosh, that an Eid Echad is Mechayiv Mamin because the other person can't swear, so it comes out the Echad is Mechayiv Mamin. He says, not true. Not Emes. No such thing. An Eid Echad can only be Mechayiv Shvuah. And the Ktzais holds that way, Bikram is not a Svara. His main time is a Svara. He says, it's just not the way it works. An Eid Echad is Mechayiv Shvuah. Is a din of Mitaich, which if you can't swear, you have to pay. The Eid Echad is not Mechayiv you to pay. The Eid Echad is not you to swear. You, by not swearing, are Mechayiv yourself money.
But
an
Eid Echad brings about it.
So an Eid Echad caused it. The Eid Echad caused it. But you can't say he's Mechayiv the money.
If he wasn't Mechayiv you to swear, then he
wouldn't be Mechayiv the money. I'll tell you how the Ktzais looks at it. The Eid Echad is not exactly like, but similar to. If you have a messenger boy who brings a shtar into Bezda, and Bezda looks at the shtar and they pass him. So you say the messenger boy was Mechayiv Mamin? No, he brought the shtar. Once we have the shtar, we passed it. The same thing. Neid Echad, not quite the same, Neid Echad is Mechayiv something. He's Mechayiv Shvur. Now Bezda takes Mechayiv Shvur. They tell the person, swear. If you can't swear, so what's Mechayiv your Mamin? The whole is Gagal Adavar is Mechayiv your Mamin. Know what it's like. We had last year in the Rambam said the Neid Echad says this is Chaylov. Neid Echad Nema Bisu. That Neid Echad could say this is Chaylov. If the next day someone eats it in front of two Eidim, he gets Malchus. So you'll ask the Akasha, why are we giving him Malchus? There's only two Eidim so are needed, but only an Eid Echad said he's Chayav Chaylev. So we said, because once the Eid Echad says he's Chayav Chaylev, then it's Chaylev, what happens? The Eid Echad says it's Chaylev. Eis Kepasnit it's Chaylev. Bez the Pasnit it's Chaylev. Now, if someone eats it, he's Chayav Malchus. But is it correct to say an Eid Echad is Mechayim Malchus? If I don't know, Eid Echad can be Mechayim Malchus. Right? An Eid Echad can come to Bez and say Zul Chaylev. Then, Bez says it's Chaylev, and then from the Pesach Bez comes out of Chiyah Chaylev. So an Eid Echad, the same thing here. Eid Echad comes into Bez, he says something that's Mechayim Eshvur. So now there's a Chiyah Eshvur. Now, once he's a Chiyah Eshvur, Bez says, Metech Shem Shvur Mishalim. If you can't swear, you'll pay. Same thing Shvur Sashayimim. A shomer comes into Bezin. Bezin tells him, you have to swear. Shvuas Hashomer. Fine. The Shvuas Hashomer is mechayev me a shvur. If I can't swear, so Bezin's mechayev me to pay. It's not the Shvuas Hashomer that's mechayev me to pay. It's the Shvuas Hashomer is mechayev me a shvur. I'm only chayev a shvur. If I can't swear, I'm going to have to pay. But if I bring an item and say, yeah, yeah. So I can pat the mechayev a shvur, so I'm off the hook. I'm okay. So the Ksai says that the whole thing is a mistake. It's not true. A Shvuas Hashayimim is not a Chiyav Mamin. It's a Chiyav Shvua. Problem is, how are you going to learn the Rosh? The Rosh seems to say the opposite. So the Rosh says, the Ksai learns in the Rosh a totally different shot. The Ksai learns in the Rosh that a Shvuas Hashayimim is different. When you're a shomer, someone gives you something to watch. You are makabel on yourself certain chiyuvim. When a shomer gets something, and he's makabel on himself shmira, he's makabel on himself that if I'm going to say any idea, I don't know, so I'm chayev to pay. Why is he chayev to pay? It's not because metech shein nefesh b'mishal. That's any idea in praticha. If you give me something to watch, and I don't know if I gave it back, any idea praticha is chayiv. I think it's a Mishnah in the 10th parak in Bavatiya. Then any idea praticha, if I know there was a chayiv, and I don't know if I paid you back, so then any idea praticha, I'm chayiv because I'm a shomer. So the Rosh, in his case, the Rosh is right. A shomer is mekabel achrayis. Such a person has chiyuvei mamon. When he says any idea is chayav mamon, not because of metoyach shein yachol shem rishon. Because every shomer who takes something to watch, and later he says, what happened? He says, I don't know. Any idea pratich is chayav. So pshat in the Rosh is that shvuas hashomer, the case of shomerim is different. Shomerim is mamon. Why is shomer mamon? Any idea pratich is mamon. But to do like the Shach, and to understand Pshat in the Rosh, that every single Shvuah that you can't swear blives Mamon, the Ketzai says it's not true. And the Ketzai argues with the Shach. So, we learn today two machlokes. One, the machlok is the Rosh against the Ramban and Rabbeinu Yehuda, which is our Sugya. And second, the machlok is Ketzai and Shach, how to understand the Rosh's parents. The way the Shach understood the Rosh's teretz is that a chiyuv shvur in a case where a person says any idea blives the etzem a chiyuv mamon. And the case I told you of gilgul shvur seems to be a raya to the Shach. It's not proof, you can answer it, but it seems kashas to be a raya to the Shach. You see, by gilgul shvur, the Shach holds, if you say any idea, you're not megalgul mamon. You're not megalgul other things. Because it's mamon. Kashas. Ketzais disagrees. The Ketzais holds there's no such rule. This Rosh is talking Davka by Chiyuvei Shomer Malach. By Shvuas Hashomer Malach. So by Gilgul Shvuah, the Ketzais holds a different shot in the Machlokes, which I'm not going to go into there. But Alright, so what do we come away with? This machlokes shaktzais. First of all, for tomorrow, we're not going to get past these four words. Tomorrow they'll still be on the sugya. Take the time, learn the ketzais inside. The shachan is very short. The ketzais is, I think, pezayin tes, it was, right? Pezayin sitkot and tes. Learn the ketzais inside. Make sure you understand the machlokes, the ketzais and the shach. In pshat and the rush, because it's like I say, it's this thing. Tomorrow what we're going to do is go into Svara. Today we didn't talk anything about this. Svara, should I say a path? Should we didn't say a word about Svara. We had Rayas this way, Rayas that way. How it works that Adam is saying a path is, that's on the agenda for tomorrow. In the Chedusha of Ruvein, Simon Beis, he brings two, actually three ways to learn how Adam is saying a path is. So that's going to be an intention for tomorrow.